When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Kane and Corey.
Oh, hell yeah! It's Friday! Woohoo! Hell yeah! And we're back!
There you go. If you're on Spotify and Apple,
Jay would be as a woman.
You can't see what we're showing, but we talked about it yesterday. We just discussed who would be the best-looking woman, and we all said Corey. And I think these pictures prove it.
I don't know. Between you and me, though, I look like I might be the head cheerleader, but you're the one that's going to do stuff behind the bleachers. 100%. Like, you're the behind-the-bleachers person for sure.
We did nail Jay being the ugliest, though. That was
Am Jay's. I really the ugliest?
Well, Jay, what do you think? Honestly,
you're the one that comes to the party and wants to hold everyone's baby because no one wants to have a baby with you.
Why'd you make my hair
so
short?
Can I hold your kid?
Jay's the one who. I'll do the music. Yeah. Because that way she doesn't have to talk to anybody or nobody will talk to her.
Oh, no. They said I look like. Oh, what? No. Look what? At what Kayla
like
said.
Yeah. What?
Kayla said I look like Riley. Oh, man.
What are you talking about? Oh, man. Would you spit out a sentence?
She
what are you talking about?
I look
about?
Like Riley.
Yeah.
Same body shape and everything.
No, look at Corey. He's definitely the best looking one.
Yeah.
Look how happy and.
Wow.
Yeah.
I look like a whore.
Oh, that's, right? Yeah, you do. You look like the lady that's like. I'm like you come off as mean, but not really. You're not really mean. You just like want to like get down to business.
Ridden hard and put away wet. That's what I look like.
You want to be on the back of a Harley?
Yeah. I've been to every Tesla concert in New Orleans. I look like I love Wasp, and I remember the time they opened up for Motley Crue at the Garden.
You look like you smell like a lot of cigarettes.
You look like you haven't washed your jeans in many moons.
Corey, you look like you just found out you made the cheerleading squad.
Yeah, for real.
Right no, I look like the lead cheerleader.
You know, you do. You look like you got your shit together. You're pretty.
Who
you're dating
did this,
the,
by
you're
the way?
Dating
who,
the quarterback of the
photos?
Football. What?
Who did this, by the way? I mean, obviously it's AI.
Oh, Demetrius. But... I sent Demetrius the picture that we took at your comedy show, and then he used a filter to... Because yesterday we spurred on the mafia. They were all doing it in their own private chat, like converting themselves to the opposite sex. And so I'm like, Demetrius, do us.
Demetrius. I'm trying to talk Alicia going to go into Athens. Speaking of Demetrius, he's Greek.
Jay, you look like a tranny. Doesn't
I'm
he
fucking
though?
Fucking ugly, man. I'm done with that.
It's just like that person. Yeah, it's the person that you're like, ooh, she's gonna have a hard time.
Yeah.
And then when someone does marry her, you're like, she must cook well.
It looked like you were the ugly duckling, and you were always bullied, and that was your attempt at a glow up, and it really didn't. It was like it's better, but it's still. There's just nothing you can do about that.
You look like someone's ugly sister. That's what that looks like.
Yeah. Looks like your ugly sister.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, right? I look like me.
Put that back up.
My sister looks like that. That's what my sister looks like.
Look how much closer me. Jay's eyes are to his nose than yours.
That's what I told you. I told you that yesterday that he had his eyes.
It's the angle of the fucking picture. Look at your eyes, Kane. They connect. What are you talking about?
Connect? Not even close to as close as yours are. Hey, don't slam me. I'm your last hope as far as getting laid goes. I don't say no to anybody. Look at that. Fuck. Wow. You know what? I'm only 16 in that picture. I look like I'm 45. That's how much sex I've had.
You look like you've been pounded out, that's for sure.
So, Corey, what's your deal? You're in New Orleans?
I'm in New Orleans, yeah. Living my best life. Love it. Love it here.
It's funny. The New Orleans is the number one spring break destination in America, but it's also the most dangerous spring break destination in America.
You know, I just don't understand. I think it's Americans that just like the thrill of maybe dying. I don't know. Because we go to the craziest places. We go. Where do we go? We go to Mexico. We go to Colombia. We go to Brazil. All these places, like, you're gonna probably get shot or robbed or murdered.
Yeah. Even the Bahamas now. Those two women, broad daylight. They ordered a couple of frozen drinks from the people that work at the resort. Next thing they know, they're waking up getting fucked. They got raped. Ooh. They got roofied and raped. Yeah,
sounds
it's like
a good time.
Bahamas resort.
Come on, man.
Nowhere is safe.
That don't happen at Atlantis. I bet you that. Not Atlantis, that's for sure.
Atlantis? No, you're probably pretty safe in Atlantis.
So that's here's a whole different island. You have special access to even get on that island.
Really?
Yeah.
So we'll get to your Jimmy Fallon story in just a second. Robin, your prayers work, everybody. Thank you so much for your prayers. She had her surgery yesterday. She came out with flying colors. The doctor said he got all of the tumor.
Amazing.
All right. Oof. All right. See, isn't that awesome? We knew. We said it was going to happen.
She's getting some good news. She deserves it. And then this morning, I guess Russ and his wife, Beth and Melissa talked to her. And
she was
sitting up and she was eating and she was cracking jokes about the turban she was wearing and stuff. And so, yeah.
Oh. All good. Come again.
All good. So thank you again for your prayers. Powerful. They work. Don't ever forget that. So Jimmy Fallon. You're hanging out with Jimmy Fallon last night?
I forgot. I was invited to his party. He had a 10th anniversary party for his show. And like my agency reached out and they're like, hey, they want to invite you there. So I got invited there. But because Alicia's flight was delayed, I wasn't going to fly out yesterday because of this party, right? I wasn't going to go anywhere because of the party. So Alicia's flight was for 7 and it got delayed till 10:30. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I can make the flight because she just had surgery. Right. And she's not allowed to lift anything over 5 pounds and the luggage, everything was hard for her. She started having issues, pains and whatnot. So I was like, all right, I can then make it now. I can help you. So I'm going to go to this party for a little bit and then go to the airport. So I went to Jimmy Fallon's 10th anniversary party and I'm sitting there waiting to talk to Jimmy the whole time. And then someone else comes in and then a PR firm comes in. So I was like, I didn't even get a chance to talk to him, even though he's right next to me. I'm right here. And it just never happened. But I got to hang out. Like, I got met a bunch of the executives at NBC. It was weird. Like, they only had a couple, like, influences there. But the rest of it was, like, people that worked for NBC. So I don't know. It was just a weird thing. Luckily, I found one other creator that we knew each other. And we kind of just sat and talked for, like, 45 minutes.
So what were you – did you have it all planned out? What were you going to say to Jimmy?
Hey, let's take this picture real quick. I wasn't going to talk about, hey, man, congratulations. Way to go.
Have me on your show.
Hey, dude, I got 23 million followers. I make food.
Well, yeah, but see, I would think that would be the opportunity to do that. Like,
I was going to talk to him. I was going to be like, hey, man, when are we? Because him and I were supposed to make a video.
Oh, right.
I've told you this before. So yeah. I was going to bring it up and be like, hey, when are we going to make our video? Like, joke around about it. But it just didn't happen. Because as soon as I'm going up to meet him, the guy from Roots brings him the Questlove. Questlove, by
LeVar,
the way.
LeVar Burton?
Questlove.
The guy from Roots. That's LeVar Burton.
The Roots.
Kunta Kinte.
The Roots. The Roots.
Oh.
Questlove.
I thought you were talking about Toby.
He was DJing the party before anyone was even there. So, like, I'm walking in, and I'm, like, one of the first ones there because I didn't have that much time to be there. And he's just DJing and nobody. And I'm like, oh, my God, this world-famous Questlove is just over here.
So
I
just start dancing just to make it feel better?
I went up and I shook his hand. I was like, man, very nice to meet you. Love your work. Da-da-da. And so I got to talk to him, which is cool. But, yeah, man, it was all right. I guess I was seen there, so that's all that matters.
It's weird that he would have a 10th anniversary party and, like, I mean, it sounds like you said there was no celebrities there. It was just people who work the show?
No celebrities. It was the guy that's on his show, the funny guy. It was the funny guy with the glasses. He makes just comments. He just makes the comments. No the clue. Color guy.
I don't know.
You know what I mean, though. You've
no, it's been the years guy. Since I've seen that show.
The announcer
I have no
guy,
idea.
Right? The older dude?
Yeah, the announcer. Yeah, the older dude with the guy.
Okay. Yeah.
No one was really talking to him. And then the other guy from the Roots, too. The other guy that they talked to a lot.
The rapper dude, the guy that sings, right?
Yeah, exactly. He was there. That was a cool event. Like I said, it was just a bunch of their executives.
How'd you get invited? Your people do that? Make that happen?
They just reached out to me 2 days ago, like, hey, you want to go to Jimmy Fallon's 10th anniversary party? And I was like, yeah. They're like, okay. Nope. But they don't give a plus one or anything. They were just like, just you. Like, you don't get to go with anyone else.
Oh. How's Alicia? Is she okay?
She's better. She's laying it down. She got her legs up. Her coochie hurts.
Hey. I know what you're doing as soon as we're done. As long as they're up.
No, she can't do that for 6 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, she does have a, you know.
I didn't know that she had this was the procedure to have something removed. I didn't know it was down there.
Yeah, in her vagina.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had to take the precancerous cells out of her vagine.
Yeah, I knew about the precancerous cells. I just didn't. Maybe I blocked that part out.
If you knew they were in her vagina, where do you think they took them out of?
I didn't know they were in her vagina. I thought she went and got something scraped off her back or something. I didn't know.
What do you think a pap smear is?
You didn't say pap smear.
I did. I said it was. I even said it to Jay was on when I said it was. She had irregular one.
I hear pap and I'm out. Yeah. I'm like, la, 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 la.
She had her vagina removed.
What?
The whole thing's gone.
Crazy. All right, so Corey and I will have to end up finishing the show by ourselves. Jay's got a dip, so we're gonna do Ook a little bit earlier than usual. So let's go ahead and do it now.
You're listening.
Oops. Wait. Why is that? Why is it doing that?
Well, because you're an idiot. That's why.
That's probably it.
Hold on. Let's see.
It's the only sensible answer.
I wasn't ready. Here we go.
What the f*** did you just say?
Sometimes we say stuff that can mean a lot of things. Depending on how those words are used, then there's nothing you can do. It's Kane and Corey's out of context.
All right, here we go. 10 pieces. Here we go. Number 10.
It was still wet from this morning.
Yeah.
Usually it dries up real fast.
I'm never drying this arm again.
I was thinking more like your penis, like you and Corey.
Yeah, where would you put your arm? Your whole arm?
Vagina. I don't know.
You put a whole arm in a vagina?
I just thought it would be funnier if I said arm as opposed to finger, because then you're going like you're thinking. You're
picturing it like a puppet? Oh my God.
What were you thinking about that one, Jay?
I was thinking more so like you and Corey were going in from seconds, and you're like, Corey, just be careful.
It was still wet from this morning. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Like you had it this morning. You took a break, had some coffee and breakfast.
All right. You're planning our whole days now around these Ooks. All right, what's next?
The context of that one, this was from last week, since we didn't do Ook last week.
Doesn't matter.
You were talking about, you brought out your toothbrush, and you were showing us how you brushed your teeth, I guess because we got into that conversation, and you said the toothbrush was still wet from this morning.
At that point, we
were doing that bit. Here we go. Number 9.
It would have went down easier than you'd think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Corey, I don't want to swallow.
It would have went down easier than you'd think.
Nice face. What were you thinking on that one?
I was thinking like, you're like, Corey, no, I don't swallow. I don't do that.
And it would have went down easier than you'd think.
Yeah, it's like all clumpy.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. No, that's
the context.
You're a nasty man.
That was in regards to the, we got on the conversation. I don't know why Corey said it, but we got on the conversation of the hydrogen water.
Oh.
You were talking about the hydrogen water, and for whatever reason, you said it would have gone down easier than you think.
You're a nasty man, Jay.
Yeah. But I was thinking more about his sperm. All right, here we go. Number eight.
Of course you did. Oh, my God.
Number 8.
I'll spill some on my hands on purpose.
Yeah.
Giggity, giggity, goo.
I'll spill some on my hands on purpose.
Yeah.
Why do I always have to use that voice?
Yeah.
You do that. You do that inflection of I'll do it on purpose.
That's just my speaking voice, though. I was talking about gasoline. I'm like, I'll just spill some on my hand on purpose.
Corey just did
that. And then I'll lick it off.
I saw what he did. He mimicked giving a blowjob.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? You were doing the whole pump and turn at the same time. Yeah, you kind of knew what you were doing there.
Yeah, I feel like it's experience.
I've seen movies.
All right, what's next?
Here we go. Seven.
He's got a fat ass. Look how juicy this thing is. Turn around, make it bounce. And
that was me talking about how you were talking about me.
Yeah, but it sounds like the way you listen to the inflection of your voice. Listen.
He's got a fat ass. Look how juicy this thing is. Turn around, make it bounce.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know what I sound like? I sound like I'm a movie executive, and if you're trying to get a part in a role, you just bounce it.
No, it sounds like you're walking with a buddy through the village with Dash, and you saw somebody walk by. You said to your, before you turned around to look at him, like that meme, and that's what you said.
You're and
like,
you just came out with,
he's got a fat ass. Look how juicy this thing is. Turn around, make it bounce. No.
Yeah.
That's the winner so far. All right, what's next?
All right, here you go next.
And the coach always, get your head down. I'm like, ah. That's quick. Play it again.
Listen again.
And the coach always, get your head down. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, the coach. The coach always says, get your head down. The coach. And then you go, ah, and you put your mouth on it. That's Boner. What I was thinking. That's what I was.
No, it was my adverse. I was always adverse to stretching. And the coach would yell at me and he'd say, put your head down.
And then you go, ah.
Yeah. To get out of stretching, I would have to blow him. But whatever, that's a whole other.
That's all right. That's normal.
You didn't get in trouble for that back in those days as a teacher. They just sort of looked the other way.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number five.
This time was a woman. Last time I had a dude.
Well, play it again. Play it again.
Listen. This time was a woman. Last time I had a dude.
Are you bisexual? You like my brother?
What do they call that? Gender fluid?
That heteroflexal.
Your sexuality is fluid.
Pansexual.
Pansexual.
You're hanging out with my brother.
Pan is everybody.
Yeah.
Well, which is male or female, I suppose. So
it all, none of it makes sense.
Yeah. what did you prefer, the male or the female?
Yeah, which one was the better one?
I think it was, shut up. I'm not even going to go in. No, you know what? I'm not playing that game with you. Kiss my ass. What's next?
The context of that was you went to the stretch lab. And you, this is your second time you had gone, and you said, this time I had a woman.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Last time I had a dude.
Yeah. Number four.
I don't have a lot of tolerance for long things.
Are you sure?
That's funny the way I said that.
I don't know.
Because you, the pause, listen.
I don't have a lot of tolerance for long things.
Yeah. So it's like someone whipped it out and you're looking at it, you're like, I don't have a lot of tolerance for.
No, so what I pictured was.
I was reliving a memory. I don't have a lot of tolerance for long things.
So what I pictured was, it was like me and Corey were standing there with our pants down and you were like, which one should I go with? And then you pointed at me and you go,
I don't have a lot of tolerance for long things.
Wow. So I'm going to go with Corey.
That... I like how even in your sick imaginations, you're lying to yourself.
I'm going to go with Corey because I don't have a lot of tolerance for Jay, which is, all right, here we go. Number three. Oh, the context of that were.
That doesn't matter. Let's just go.
All right, number three.
They start fucking pounding it out.
I like that, dude. I like when they pound me out. I like when they get in there.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's the one. I mean, I know what the context is. I know what the context is. Play it again.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Here we go. Listen again.
They start fucking pounding it out.
I like that, dude. I like when they pound me out. I like when they get in there and it.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out. No thanks. Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave.
That's crazy. That was talking about massages.
Right.
Yeah.
I talked about when they, because. Painful when you got a knot.
They get in there. I like it when they get rough with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Two more.
That was awful.
So far, that's the number one, right? So number three.
So far, we'll go with that one.
But then here's number two.
How do you feel now?
You have a little bit of soreness afterwards because they're you haven't really stretched that deep before.
Wow.
He's talking about your asshole, of course.
No. That's disgusting. Why are all these about me being like getting pounded out?
I had like a choice of 25 of them this morning. I purposely chose.
Oh, one. Yeah. You were like, yeah. Let's
yours were the best ones.
Yeah, they were.
Out.
They were.
Yours were the best ones. I can't help what you said.
Fuck my life.
What's last?
All right, and this one is my favorite, hence why I put it number one. Here we go.
I was trying to talk him into butt fucking me, so I had to go, that's not very sexy with that. I had to go,
And you didn't even gag once. You could have gagged.
What? I don't even remember saying that.
Listen one more time. Close your eyes.
I was trying to talk him into butt fucking me, so I had to go, that's not very sexy with that.
And you didn't even gag once. You could have gagged.
You're in there with me doing the sound effects. I love that.
Ooh, it's like you're having a threesome.
What is that about?
I have no idea.
We were playing utter nonsense, and it was one of the lines, and you were commenting on how he delivered one of the lines. So listen again, now that you know the context. I forget what the line was, but it definitely was something sexual. But it sounded like you were talking directly to Corey about the threesome you guys were having. Like, why did you do that?
I was trying to talk him into butt fucking me, so I had to go, that's not very sexy with that. What I was doing in my utter nonsense. I was explaining my character, and I was like, I was trying to talk him into butt fucking me. I don't know what character I was doing, though.
Right, but out of context.
What the heck? Yeah. He's biting his nails. That's how nervous he is right now.
Yeah, that's probably the winner.
Oh, and by far.
Your gag at the end of it is what put it over the top, too, Corey.
A tiebreaker, because I think this one, three. So here's three.
They start fucking pounding it out.
I like that, dude. I like when they pound me out. I like when they get in there.
I was trying to talk him into butt fucking me, so I had to go, that's not very sexy with that. Number one is just, number one is the winner.
Number one's going into the Hall of Fame.
Number one, that's easy.
For sure. Wow.
Holy schmoly, dude.
Did you hear that Biden withdrew?
I'm out.
From the race?
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, a quick recap of the story is, he was caught with the papers the same that Donald had. You know, he took the papers, the confidential papers, home that he shouldn't have. Right. So Donald's in trouble for it. But Biden is not, and they're not going to press any charges because they say he's a mental case, and he would come off as a doddering old man in court, and so they're not going to, it's not fair, but so they've chosen to do that. So Biden calls a press conference last night, and he's all like, I remember things, and never mind that he called the president of Mexico, the guy who was in control of Israel's border, while he was saying that his mind was fine, he was still fucking up in this press conference. It was horrible. I don't know who let him do this. But then he was like, he doesn't remember when he was vice president. He doesn't remember when his son Bo was killed. So now he's just gone ahead and withdraw. And you want to hear the speech?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
After long and careful deliberational, after thinking about it for a while, I have decided to withdraw my name from the presidential race. At this time, I feel like I lack the energy, focus, and mental capacity to be your governor. Precipit. While one of my clones may take my place, I fully expect Michael Obama to step in and be your candidate. I was asked about Kamala, but she's got less mental capacity than a dung beetle. And me. Less than me, too. Ice cream. I like ice cream. And I'll get in trouble for saying this, but I urge you all to go to the polls and vote for President Trump. He truly is the only person that can clean up the mess that I've made. These past 4 years have been like if I broke into your house and took messy Taco Bell shits in every room in your house, like that actress, Jenny Depp. I'd let her poop on me, though. She's hot. Then she can clean up the poo I left in my diaper. Thank you. Now, how do I get down from here?
So,
AI is getting good.
It's official.
Did you write that?
Yes.
That was.
You know, I think we kind of went into the game too, like a sagazical.
What? My writing was lacking in the sagazical?
No, and when he said, he stumbled. You had him stumble on a word. That was funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, because, I just took that from real life events.
Yeah, it's funny.
I was inspired by reality there. So, yeah, that's sad. You want to see the viral video of the week? The best viral video of the week. Have you heard of someone named Suki Hana?
Oh, I love Suki Hana.
You love Suki Hana? Well, you're going to love this video.
Yeah, that's a hibachi restaurant I used to go to.
She was doing this interview with someone.
Oh, this lady, no.
And this person called her a musician.
Oh, and she said, I don't do magic. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah,
she said,
This is Bobby. The person that interviewed her is Bobby, and her husband just divorced her because this is the girl that like just blew. Remember the girl we talked about that just blew up doing podcasting?
Yes.
This is her. And okay. He divorced her because apparently like now she's like the worst.
Okay. This is incredible. I've never seen anything like this. This is as stupid gets.
What do you know?
That you're a musician. But that's why I'm interviewing you today, so I can get to know you.
So I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck that mean? Make magic or something? What is musician?
I think you're confusing that.
Yeah, I'm not no musician. I make music. I make music. And that's not all I do. I make music. I act. I'm a TV star too, a young mogul. Uh-huh.
Just really quick, I think you're confusing.
I'm not confusing nothing because you don't know. You thought that all I was a magician or whatever the fuck you said.
See, that's what I think you think I said. No, I said musician, magician.
I don't think, baby. I don't think. What is that? That's ghetto. I don't think. I know.
It's ghetto to think now.
I think that. So a lot of her stuff. So I think a lot of this is. I think a lot of this setup, which is stupid because she looks dumb as shit. But I think a lot of this is. I think this is. Yeah, go ahead.
You think it's on purpose?
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
Oh, no way. She's this dumb.
Think.
I didn't say magician, Suki. I said musician. And I think you are a musician.
No, baby. I do music.
So you, just really quick, for the record, could you say you don't think you're a musician?
I'm not none of that.
But then after that, you just said I do music.
Yeah, I do music.
So, in other words, you're a musician.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I think it's that, because a lot of her interviews are like that. Like her interviews are like she does interviews where she goes in and does this kind of stuff. She did one with Bobby Lee and like they were doing back and forth stuff just like that. So I don't know. It's hard for me to know what's real and what's like, let's do it to go viral. You know what I mean? We know that if I say this dumb thing, people are going to watch it. It's going to go viral. And then bad publicity is better than no publicity. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's hard for me to believe what's authentic these days.
Oh, 100%. I agree with that. But that's just something that if someone comes to you with that idea, oh, we're going to go viral, but it makes you look like a complete fool. And you know what Americans, well, they're going to believe it regardless.
Not if you're Suki. You think Suki cares?
Oh, that's right. Thinking is ghetto. I'm going to get that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny. Yeah. I don't think that's ghetto.
Yeah, there's no way that she's not that good an actress. Nobody.
I mean,
she got legit mad. I ain't no magician.
You'd be surprised. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Again, I would love to believe that was on purpose. I don't know. I saw it. It was still funny to me. As soon as I saw it, I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, I've heard a lot of dumb things, but that might be the dumbest.
No, I would love to believe that we haven't fallen quite that far in America, but I think we have.
I don't know. And I've never heard of Suki Hana before that interview anyway, so I don't know what that was. She does that girl does big interviews though. Like she's done like a bunch of she just did one with Michael Cera. She's done Drake. She's done all these people. Man.
Now that's a persona. Do people really not understand that's just how it's like to me, she's sort of like Zach Galifianakis in between two friends.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And she's already said that initially when she started this, her first viral video was a guy named Marco's Funny. And he's a comedian. He's not a huge comedian, but that's the first one that blew up. And everyone saw that. And then people reached out to her like Drake. And then that's how she became bigger is because they wanted to do the same kind of interview. So it's like it's.
So do you think? Do you think she thought that through, or is that who she really was? The very first interview where she just really kind of didn't give a shit, or was she?
She already did.
She think
did
about
that, yeah.
I'm going to be the person who pretends to not care or know anything. Which one is it?
Her podcast was already originally like that before she started doing celebrities.
Oh, okay.
So it was already like that. It was already kind of like I don't know who you are. Tell me who you are. Like going in there like that, like crass. You know.
So we don't even really know if that's who she is or that is an act.
And I think that's why her husband divorced her, because now it's getting to be a little much. Because now she's going out and partying. She's at nightclubs. She's doing like, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
They got kids. They got two kids together. And he's got to deal with the drama of Drake apparently had slept with her, which apparently everyone's saying didn't happen, but it's
congratulations
still,
to Drake, by the way.
Yeah.
Huge did you winner. See the size of that one?
No, I did not, but I have seen the stories. I don't care to know.
The quote, well, I couldn't help but see it in my feed, the X feed. It's there. It was trending. I click on it. Boom, right there. But yeah, leaked, accidentally leaked.
Yeah, sure.
You know, when you got a hog like that, first of all, you're not accidentally leaking it. But even if it did, you don't care.
But why leak it? Like, what do you got coming? I mean, everyone's going to come to your tour anyways. People are going to come to your show.
I know, but here's why. Because there are so many other rappers now who've at least shown the world a dick print in a Spider-Man costume. They're like, now I think it's a big dick contest between. Now I think that they don't care. Now it's I got a big one too. And they're all trying to one-up each other. That's what I think it is now.
Can't wait for his son to see that picture, dude. His son's got like a 5-year-old son, 6-year-old son.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's not on X or anywhere where he's going to see that. You'll see it eventually. Your kids saw your dick.
That's true. Yeah,
I mean, isn't it more traumatizing for a kid to see a small dick on their dad than a big one? Because that's his future.
My kids' friends' parents haven't seen mine, so.
That's true. There's got to be a picture or a video in the cloud up there somewhere, though. I tell you, everything goes to the cloud, man.
Your butthole's up there right now, dude. Just floating around.
But I think just my take on it, the Suki Hana. I think someone told her that, hey, do this interview with this girl. She's really popular. She's got a lot of followers and really had no idea what she was getting herself into. And she sat down and took it all seriously. She wasn't prepared to fuck around or play the game. And that's just how dumb she is. That's what I think anyway. But
no, I think she played the game. I think I don't know. Everyone knows. Everyone in the rap game knows of Bobby now because of all the people she's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you all cannot know about her.
They gave out the NFL awards, the postseason awards yesterday. Did you see? Who won like MVP all that shit?
Oh, okay. Who won MVP?
Jackson.
Lamar.
Lamar won MVP, even though the numbers didn't really warrant it. I don't know why everybody was on a shit about it. Should have been Christian McCaffrey, in my opinion. He did win Offensive Player of the Year.
Running backs fairly barely win MVP, though.
No, there hasn't been a running back that won MVP since Adrian Peterson in 2009, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, and he really whipped those guys, you know?
So Lamar, despite falling short on the stat sheet, wins MVP. And let's see, who else won stuff? Who won Comeback Player of the Year?
Joe Flacco.
Yes.
Did he really?
I'm happy they didn't give it to DeMar Hamlin. Because DeMar didn't do shit this season. It's about, he came back from the dead, but it's about what you do on the playing field, and he barely played. So I'm glad they gave it to Joe.
They should have made one just for him, though.
Yeah, nah, I don't know why. I mean, people get revived every day, you know? I don't know. It's a big deal. Joe Flacco, DeMar Hamlin, and Baker Mayfield finished third.
Baker Mayfield, yeah, he deserved that, too. No one ever thought Baker Mayfield was going to make it to the playoffs. Playoffs?
Oh, shit. You know who came in second? A distant second for MVP. Dak Prescott. Nothing?
What?
Dak Prescott came in second. No. I was looking at...
it was just this.
The ESPN website here.
What?
Yeah, defensive player of the year was the Browns defensive lineman. I can't remember who... what his name was, and they're not showing me in this article.
I couldn't tell you one Browns player besides Joe Flacco.
A couple Browns won some
Watson,
awards.
Deshaun Watson.
Coach of the year was the Browns Andy head Reed. Coach. Browns
really?
Head coach. Yep. Because, you know, Flacco was his fourth quarterback. Browns have made the playoffs three times since they came back to the league in, I believe, 1999. Two times it's been... under this dude. And again, I forget his fucking name.
I guess. You know,
so he deserved it. What are your picks, by the way? Super Bowl picks. Who you got if you had to bet money on it?
I'm going San Francisco.
Yeah, me too. Is it more because you want him to win?
Hopeful. Yes. And which I always lose when I do that. But I just, this time feels different. I feel like they're gonna go on all cylinders, and they just fucking. I don't want Mahomes to win again.
No, I don't either. And as far as weapons go, Niners got way more weapons. I think the defense is playing better. Mahomes is finally going to run into a wall where, like, okay, I can't throw to Kelce 11 times against them. They're going to be, you know, shutting that shit down. And then he's got no one else to throw to. I think Pacheco could have a decent
game. Is Bosa hurt or is he playing?
No, I think he's going to play.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Forbidden Ball says, I think fucking Kermit's going to win again, but I'd rather see the Niners win.
Yeah.
I do like that he's fat, though, Mahomes, because, you know, we could all walk around saying that we got a world-class athlete's body.
Yeah, right.
You saw his belly.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah. Yeah, so.
We'll throw the ball 10 times and complain about a tendonitis.
Maybe you will for a G-Lay. I'm looking for the not quite news. Do you see the not quite news intro?
Dude, I can't see anything right now. I slept for 5 hours and I just woke up. You're lucky I'm even here.
Oh, I appreciate
right now.
It.
Let's see.
I do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not telling you to see it, but let me see. Oh, yeah, I got it. Ready?
Good.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
Report! Look at you hitting the intro and shit now, huh?
Hold on. I got to shut it off. Okay, it goes off.
It ends eventually. Some homeowners in Philadelphia confused. They discovered a metal door-shaped object on the roof of their house on Wednesday.
Did you just say some homos in Philadelphia are confused?
Our planes. Doors are falling off. That's a Dumb and Dumber reference.
I got it.
It looks like it might be off an older plane, but no one knows what it is yet. I think it's funny because we just had that happen.
That's hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
Did you see the JetBlue flight that wrecked into each other yesterday?
Yeah, on the tarmac or whatever.
What is going on?
I know. I think they're trying to scare us out of flying. So it makes it easier when they decide to say, hey, only the elites can fly from now on.
The whole flight, 3 hours yesterday, was just fucking like this the whole time.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh, it was just bumpy.
I always ask about that. Oh, fuck. The entire way down to New Orleans was bumpy?
It wasn't like, you didn't get the drastic ones, but it was just like, you're rocking the whole time. It was like, what the hell?
Were you scared?
No, I had Xanax in me.
Oh, well, there you go. Were you on the Xanax when you were with Jimmy?
No. I would have touched his butthole if I did. I would have grabbed my ass.
Oh, my God. No, you touch buttholes on ecstasy, not Xanax.
All right.
Oh, yeah. And if you're on the Xanax, you let them touch your butthole. Or, I'm sorry, the ecstasy. Probably not the drug for you.
No.
It's the most popular spring break destination. Oh, we talked about this already. New Orleans. Most popular and the most dangerous. I've never heard of New Orleans being a spring break destination.
I never have either. No, yeah. Because there's no beach here.
No,
there's no
exactly.
Water. There's all you have is one street of drinking. So I don't understand what the appeal would be. I mean, there is a lot of colleges that come here. They usually go to so Gators, like Florida Gators, FSU, like they'll come here a lot during like their sorority times or whatnot. But they usually go to Panama because the beach is right there, close to them.
Hmm. Yeah.
That has gotten a little bit ghetto, so I don't know.
I mean, like compare it. How does New Orleans? These are the most popular spring break destinations. New Orleans, then Punta Cana.
Oh, that's way better.
Way better, and then Vegas.
Way less dangerous too.
And then Vegas, no beach, but I mean, Vegas still better than New Orleans, right?
No, but that's for spring break.
And then Maui and then Cabo San Lucas.
Okay. Punta Cana, Cabo San Lucas, I understand.
Right.
Because spring break, you think, I want to go to the beach. I want to have pina coladas. I want to hang out. But where's Daytona Beach? Where's Panama City Beach? Where's all these beaches that we... You know what I think? I think you know what this is? This is herding the sheep again. This is what they're doing. They're trying to ploy all the people going. They don't want people to go there anymore. Don't go to the beaches because they want to keep it nice. So now they're saying that this is the top destinations, even though it's not, to get people thinking, oh, I want to go there.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I certainly believe in the psyops. Reddit for 2023, the most popular, what was the most popular fast food chain talked about on Reddit threads last year?
2023. I don't say Chick-fil-A. I think Chick-fil-A's buzz went down.
Taco Bell.
Because of the homo stuff. Why?
Taco Bell. 23% of all fast food mentions on Reddit last year were Taco Bell. Listen to this, because I guess they have a new cravings value menu for, they got items under $3, $3 and under. Somebody actually said this. The new cravings menu has changed my life. When I wake up in the morning, I spring out of bed because I genuinely feel like I have something new and exciting to look forward to.
Yes, prolapsed asshole, because what the hell are you talking about?
Who says that about Taco Bell? Wow, they need to reevaluate themselves.
I love Taco Bell breakfast so much, I have reason to get out of bed now.
Damn. If you climb Mount Everest, you got to bring your own poop back down now. That's a rule, because the mountain's starting to smell like shit, I guess.
Yeah. Did you see that? There's a line, like, it looks so dumb. There's a line of people hanging onto this wire, just climbing Mount Everest one after. It looks like a line for a Disney ride.
Yes.
You're just stuck there. They say you'll stand there for hours waiting for the line to move, which is one person after another. And then you're not even carrying your bags. The Sherpas are carrying your bags. You're just there.
Just there.
That's not a real hike.
Hoping you don't run out of oxygen. Yeah, no, they might as well just put one of those chairlifts in. You know?
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely.
To go up to sit. Nah.
Ski lift.
Yeah. That's
just
it.
Just take your picture. That's all it is, a picture destination now.
A nose picking habit may introduce germs, could trigger Alzheimer's. If you pick your nose, if you're a nose picker often, then you have a better chance of getting Alzheimer's. I dig in there quite a bit. I dig in there quite a bit. Do you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Try not to when people are around. And one more news story, because it's like, what you don't say. Alaska Airlines passengers complained they heard whistling sound coming from inside the 737 before the door plug blew out. Makes sense.
Oh, Jesus.
If the seal is broken, you ever have the window open just to crack in the car?
Oh.
You can't figure out what the whistling sound is. Oh, a window is down a little bit. That's holy shit.
Could you imagine that rudder sound? Like, you know, when your window's down, the other window's aren't, it makes that.
Oh, yeah. Pounding in your.
Could you imagine listening to that during a flight? Oh,
scary.
Put me out.
Do you know where the really bad jokes theme is?
Is it on here?
I don't know. I'm looking.
Sitzpinkler.
That's not it.
Go Vikings, let's win.
That's not it.
It's a really big show tonight.
That's not it.
That's not it either.
Party shark, where is the party? I'm gonna party till I shark. Party shark.
To go without the theme, really bad jokes.
You are an idiot.
That's a stand-in theme, because only an idiot could write these stupid things.
Let's hear them.
A truck hauling Vicks VapoRub. Do you have access to a ba-dump bump? Oh, yeah. Right there. There you go. Okay. Yeah. Truck hauling Vicks VapoRub crashed in Pennsylvania on Wednesday.
Crazy, because now everyone's cured of all their sicknesses, said every Mexican mom ever.
Ironically, it caused massive congestion. Because it's supposed to get rid of congestion.
Yeah.
And the cars.
Yeah.
Congestion. Yeah. North Carolina man was busted for molesting a fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher?
Mm-hmm.
He said, but my sex is on fire.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give that a match. I said, in his defense, it wasn't a display that read, in case of fire in your loins, break glass. So that counts. Yeah. Florida man got drunk and walked through the airport naked.
When confronted, he said, what did I do?
Funny part was when he walked up to a flight attendant and offered her a tiny sack of nuts. That's a good one.
Yeah, I know. I enjoyed it. It's okay. I had the rim shot.
Every joke gets a rim shot, regardless of if it's good. Scientists have developed an artificial worm gut that breaks down plastic. you ejaculated prematurely there. All right, we'll just move on. Scientists say human DNA can be found just about everywhere, including oceans, beaches, and even floating in the air.
You'd find the most DNA on Kim Kardashian's back.
I'll give it back. Gross. I said, put it away, Nick Cannon. He's out there just spurting everywhere.
Yeah, it's just everywhere.
Today is National All right, I'm going to save this one for last. Usher, there's two more. Usher confirmed there will be surprise guests at his Super Bowl halftime show. I can't wait to see Taylor Swift see who it is.
Because they're going to show her the whole time.
Finally, today is National Pizza Day. Mozzarella, most popular pizza cheese.
In jail, it's a piece of that ass.
The least popular pizza cheese? Dick. Dick cheese. You could have gone toe cheese. You could have gone...
Fromunda cheese.
Fromunda cheese would have been a good one. Yeah, a lot of different cheese ways to go on that one. When are you back?
Monday.
All right. No show Monday? When are you flying?
No, later show.
Later show Monday. Okay, cool. All right, you'll let us know. Have a great weekend.
Goodbye.
He's going back to bed.
I'm exhausted. Ciao now.
Kane and Corey.